Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona today, and we are so thrilled that you've joined us on this Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or Sunday night or whatever it is in your area. We are excited that God has given us an opportunity to minister around the world, and we just want to open with a word of prayer, and we ask the Lord to minister right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to touch each one of us, Lord, around the world, Lord. Whoever is listening, Lord, I ask you to touch their ears to hear the word of God, Lord. I ask you to touch them. Take the hot coal off the altar and anoint these lips of clay, Lord, and minister through this internet, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. And to everybody out there, said amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Today, we're going to minister to you a little bit about the sower in Matthew, the 13th chapter, the verse 3 through 9. And I always have one of my grandsons help me, and today Alex has been helping me for quite some time, and he's going to read the scripture for me. That most of you know that I'm totally blind, and so it is very difficult to read when you can't see. So here we go. Are you ready, Alex?
Yep.
All right, read away now.
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on the ground, on good ground, and yielded a crop, some of 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
Yes, amen. I'll tell you what. Thank you, Alex. I'll tell you what. Now, when you think about this, I know that I've read this scripture over and over, and many times that when I was in the bus ministry, I remember, you know, I use that scripture as a springboard to motivate people in, and that was under me, the bus captains and what have you, that was helping us and what have you. And I tell you what, the reason that I believe in the scripture is that we are to sow seeds out there, as many as we possibly can. What I mean by that, I mean that by taking the word of God and sowing it wherever it will go. You look at Jesus' life, and when Jesus, you know, he fed the 5,000 people, you know, and he healed many people. He did the 4,000 people, and, you know, he did all kinds of miracles. But then on the same people, seemingly, on the last, you know, after Palm Sunday, during that week, they begin to conspire against him, and they begin to holler, you know, when they ask him, you know, when they brought Jesus before, you know, Pilate and what have you, and they begin to holler, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him!" And, you know, and these were some of the same people that just listened to him and listened to the word of God. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, if you have any ears, open your ears and hear the word of God. And we look at this scripture and we see a couple of things that is very important to me and you, is that we need to take the word of God and then sow it wherever we can. I love the the brief thing that we did the other day with the guy on George Street. If you look up on witnessing on your computer and what have you, you will see George Street, and you will see a man that for 40 years he handed out tracts and gave out tracts to people, and he had no idea if anybody got saved. He never had one individual tell him that he got that they got saved. But when it came down to his last days, when he had been witnessing for 40-some-odd years, a man had calculated how many people had gotten saved through his ministry. It was over 146,000 people that had got saved, that they had counted. And that means that he had sowed seeds, many seeds. I'm sure that he sowed many seeds. I know that he said that many people threw the tracks on the ground. Many people, you know, threw in the trash as they went by, trash can and what have you. But he was consistent. He was, committed to spread the word of God. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to learn to spread the word of God. And this is what he's talking about. Jesus is saying that the sower of the word of God, he went out and he sowed seeds all throughout, wherever they went. Some of them went on, by the wayside. Landed on stony ground, and when they sprung up, they didn't have any depth of soil, and then when the heat hit them, they dried right up, and then some fell among thorns, and the thorns choked them out. But then there was that seed that fell in good ground. And what did it do? What did it do? It said it produced 100-fold, some a 60, some a 30, but it produced a harvest that was awesome. And that's what we've got to look at. We've got to see that we are planting seeds all over the country. Wherever we go, we need to be having one of those tracks. We need to have some way to communicate to people and say, are you saved? If you were to die today, would you go to heaven? And, a lot of people don't even think about it, They go to buy their, just keep going down the road that they've been going. They give it no thought, of tomorrow. They give it no thought, if they were to die today, if they were to really, if they would go to hell or heaven. He talked about hell 3 times more than he talked about heaven. And he explained to people, if they didn't serve the Lord, I think about the young man that basically came to Jesus and he said, what do I need to do to be saved? And the young man, he was a rich young ruler, it says, and basically he had many possessions and what have you. But he came to Jesus and he was concerned, he wanted to be saved, He said, well, do you honor the Lord, God, the first commandment? He says, what is the commandment, And he told him, he says, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. He said, well, what's the second one? He says, to love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, have you been doing that? He said, yes, I've been doing that. He said, then go and sell everything that you have and follow me. And the rich young ruler looked at him and he turned away with sadness in his heart because he was not going to sell everything that he had and follow Jesus with all of his heart. And see, that's a problem with a lot of us, We have to make a decision. A lot of people, they're out there, they're making money, and they have to make a decision. Are they going to follow the Lord? Are they going to follow after mammon. And manna is basically the money. The money trail, you know, making the millions of dollars and, you know, working their heart out, working 7 days a week and just making more and more money and getting richer and richer and richer, but they're never satisfied. I was reading a story today and about an individual that basically he had all the money in the world, you know, but he said, I just got to make one more dollar. I got to make more money. And, you know, he said, and it says down at the bottom of it, you know, it says that, you know, riches are not the answer for happiness. And I really believe that. I believe that, you know, if you're trying to make a lot of money, that's not going to make you happy at all. The thing that will ever make you happy is to turn your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve the Lord with all your heart. He says, if you will seek after the Lord, and in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse, he said to seek the Lord with all your heart and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And you've got to think about that a minute. If you will seek the Lord with all your heart, turn your heart over to the Lord, I just believe that the Lord will bless you abundantly with finances, with people, a business, with whatever you desire. He said he'd give you desires of your heart, but you've got to commit to the Lord. You've got to make a commitment. You've got to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I think about another individual, you know, back in the Old Testament, you know, Isaiah, I mean, not Isaiah, but Abraham, Isaac is the one I'm trying to think of. He said that, you know, that there was a time, it speaks of it in the Bible, that in the Genesis there, that it says that basically, you know, there was many times, you know, that he was moved from one place to the other. Every time that he dug a well, they, you know, the Philistines or ever who was in the land there would cover the well up or take it over and say, this is my well. You know, and finally he got to the place, you know, there was a drought going on and everybody was having a hard time and what have you. But the Lord told him to sow the seeds out there in that ground. And I don't know where that ground was, but I suspect it was good ground, evidently. But God made it happen. It says that the Word of God says that it turned into a hundredfold. That all the seed that he planted, it came up and it produced a hundredfold. And see, you know, that's what we've got to do. We got to look for that good ground. That's what he says. Will a man hear the Word of God? That's what we've got to listen to. Will we hear, really hear the Word of God? That's why I pray every day, you know. I pray, Lord, anoint my ears to hear your word. Have my ears to be tuned in to you, Lord. And I just pray that the Lord will anoint your ears to hear the Word of God. When he speaks to you, when he talks to you, you need to listen. When the Word of God speaks to you something, you need to listen. And that's what is so challenging to a lot of people. They can't seem to, you know, they read the Word of God, and the first thing they done, they went to sleep on the Word of God. Or they listening to the Word of God, and they go to sleep. And I tell you what, it's so, if you're having trouble going to sleep, I tell you what, turn on the Bible some way, and I tell you what, it will, the old devil doesn't want you to listen to the Word of God, and you'll just go right to sleep. And I tell you what, you've got to concentrate. You've got to really try your best to listen to the Word and hear the Word. Tune your ear into the Word of God. And I just believe that the Lord is trying to speak to some people out there that they need to be sowers. You need to be a sower of the Word of God. You need, no matter where that seed happens to go. You need to be throwing that seed out there, getting it out, getting the Word of God out, getting on your phone, getting on Facebook, wherever you are, and, you know, telling people about Jesus, telling them about the miracles that have happened in your life. Hallelujah. You know, I just believe that there's a lot of times we just get so caught up within ourselves, and the old devil gets us so busy that we just don't have time to do anything except, you know, just sit around and we watch TV, we play the games. Oh, he just makes it so nice and easy for us. The old devil is this, oh, he is a conniving individual. He gets us so busy at ball games and gets us so interested in this and that, and we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to read the Word of God. And I'm just, you know, sharing with you, you know, what I see, what I hear when I talk to people. And, you know, I ask people, I said, how much time did you spend praying today, you know? And, you know, they really look a little, you know, like, oh my goodness, he's asked me a question that I don't know how to answer because they haven't been praying. And I just tell you, if you don't pray and if you don't sow any seeds, I tell you what, you're not going to win anybody to the Lord. And that's why that, you know, that you go out there and you pray and you ask the Lord to anoint the seed that you plant. Anoint those tracks, anoint the, you know, yourself, your speech, anoint your tongue with the mighty power of God. And when you speak, the Lord, he says, open your mouth and I will speak through you. And that's why he tells us in Paul, he always tells us, he says, you know, to pray in the tongue. Pray in the unknown tongue. And that's why we've got to open up our hearts and ask the Lord, you know, help me to pray in the unknown tongue. See, that's what will help you have confidence that somebody is going to listen. You don't have to speak it out real loud. You can always whisper it to yourself. You can, you know, meditate on the Lord. See, that's what he said. He said to meditate on the Word of God. If you will meditate on the Word of God, what will happen is that it will come out of you and it will gush forth like a fountain of water. It will spring forth with living water. I tell you what, that's what we need this day, is for people to have the Word of God so alive in their spirit that when they get to talk to someone, that they have the ability to take over the conversation and spring forth with the great knowledge of Word from the Lord, that it will come right out of you, and you will speak it with great gusto. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Somebody needs to shout and say, hallelujah. I just feel it. I just feel like that I need to stand up and I need to praise the Lord and I need to worship the Lord a little bit. I just believe that there's people out there that want to do something for the Lord, and I encourage you. I encourage you like Barnabas. I want to be an encourager that you can do it. You have the ability to do it by faith. You can do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand up in the name of Jesus. I think about Paul and Silas when they were in the jail. I tell you what, they had been put in prison, you know, you know, because they'd been preaching the Word of God. And all of a sudden, here comes an earthquake, and the earthquake shakes the ground, and it shakes all of the chains off of Paul and Silas, and all of the inmates in there, and the jailer, he wakes up, you know, about that time, and he looks around, and the doors are wide open, and he fears, you know, that all of the prisoners have escaped, and he's fixing to take the sword and kill himself. And Paul hollers out. He said, "We're all still here." He's in the old jailer. He gets his lamp and he brings it in. And he begins to look at him, and sure enough, all the prisoners are still there. And he says, with humbleness and I'm sure with tears in his eyes and with fear and what have you, he says, "What do I need to do to be saved?" And the old jailer, he cries that out. And Paul tells him, he says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Hallelujah. And that's what he did. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gave his heart to the Lord. He took Paul and Silas, and they had been beaten that day, and he took them to his home, and he basically, he took them, and he cleaned up their wounds, and he prayed, woke up all of his family and what have you, and they all accepted the Lord, and he took them back to the prison, and they ministered to everyone that was in the prison, it was really funny, they sent word, go down and release Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas to him said, "Hey, you need to come down and do it yourself." And they finally came down and released them. But they said, "Don't you preach the word of God anymore." But guess what? They went right back to that temple and that sanctuary, that place that they was preaching in, and they began to preach the word of God again. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to be with holy boldness, and we got to be strengthened. We got to stand in the name of Jesus, and don't let the old devil defeat us in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his name. Does a man hear the word of God? Do you hear what Jesus is trying to say to you today? If you will just sow the seed. It says, in the Bible, it says that some sow the seed. Some, some people come along and they water it. Some cultivate. Some will reap the harvest. So you may not ever see those seeds come and be, you may never see them produced. You may never see them come to that saving knowledge of the Lord, but you've got to do it. That's what our missionaries do. They go overseas in different places, and they spread the word of God, and they take the word of God, and they're anointed, and they speak the word. They don't know. A lot of times they've never won. So I've heard of people that have never won anyone to the Lord until years later. That the word of God, somebody realizes that they've heard the word of God, and they begin to think about it, and they begin to minister themselves. The Lord speaks to them some way, and they bow before the Lord, and they say, "I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Savior." And that's what you have to do today. If you're not saved, you need to accept the Lord and say, "Lord, come into my heart today. Oh, hallelujah. I have asked you, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior." Hallelujah. I tell you what, if you said those words, I just believe that the Lord has saved you. I just believe that you need to get, in a Bible-believing church. You need to get the Word of God and start reading it with all your heart. Start in John and start reading the book of John. In the New Testament, it's the fourth book. In the New Testament, I tell you what, it has some awesome words in it. And I tell you what, it will lead you and guide you and direct you. And all of that red that's in there is where Jesus was speaking. And he speaks mightily in that scriptures all through that word. I tell you what, that is so awesome. I think about Peter one day, you know, he'd been fishing all night, and he had not, him and his buddies had not caught anything, Jesus come along and he hollers at him. He says, throw your net on the other side. And, Peter thinks to himself, you know, why should I do that? I've been fishing all these years. I know what I'm doing. And I just hadn't caught anything. But he listened to the Lord Jesus Christ. He threw his net on the other side. And what did he do? It says that he caught a great harvest. He had to call, his partners out to help him bring in the harvest. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to be willing to bring in the harvest. And we got to pray. We got to seek the Lord. We got to, have compassion for souls. See those souls out there. In the name of Jesus, glory to his name. Ask the Lord to give you vision of souls. I just believe that there is a time right now for each one of us. The harvest is ready. It is why it is ready for harvest. The souls are waiting. They need a preacher, and that's what I'm calling you. In the name of Jesus, that you'll stand up and preach the Word of God and take that Word of God and start sowing those seeds. In the name of Jesus, there's people out there that will hear, and we pray that the Lord will anoint their ears to hear your words. In the name of Jesus right now, I pray for you right now that God will anoint you and stir you up. That's what we need. We need a stirring in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Stir yourself in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I just believe that there is a stirring happening across this nation, or across the schools and across the universities. Young people are being stirred. Older people are being stirred. In the name of Jesus, they're getting on their knees and they're praying like they never prayed before. And that's what we believe. We believe that there's coming a revival in these latter days. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the revival that's coming in Jesus' name. Hey, you know what? This has been Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. I tell you what, if you have a need, you can, you can email me at ronlester45@gmail.com. I just believe that the miracle can happen if I pray and believe. I just believe that two or three are gathered in the Lord's name, that the miracle will happen. I tell you what, we thank you for listening, and we give God praise, and God bless you for this wonderful day. I want you to have a wonderful day. I want you to speak the Word of God and be ready. Be ready to spread the word. Open up your mouth and let the word come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is BPNradio.com. And plant some seeds in BPN Radio. I believe God will bless you and anoint you and minister to you in a mighty way if you do it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody shout a little bit. I believe I'm already out of time, and I just thank you for listening today. God bless you.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today, and if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at BPNRadio.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.